What's up, you guys? My name's Aisha.
My name's Mariah.
And you are listening to a brand new episode of Your Local Round Girl Podcast. It's been so long, you friends, and new friends and old friends, all of the friends. Welcome back. It's been 6 months. Mariah just helped me calculate with her brain. Like, she didn't even need to use her hands. Since June, it's been so long, but I've been on a little hiatus. And we're going to talk about what I've been doing in that hiatus, but we're also going to talk about change, because, like, it's been a lot of change since you guys and I have last talked. So I think we can start with Mariah. Mariah, what's been going on with you since June?
Wow. It's weird that June was 6 months ago. Now that you sat there and said
it certainly does not feel that long.
I know, but in some ways it also feels like a lifetime ago. But it's also like, what? June was 6 months ago?
Like, 2021?
Yeah.
Like, that's not even our year no more.
Right? It's like, so weird. But major thing, well, over the summer, I was pretty much chilling over the summer.
Yeah.
I had a job. Me and Aisha worked together, actually. We worked at a preschool.
So true.
It was fun and interesting.
Loved it.
And then I went to college. Yes. Go figure. And I finished my first semester.
Yes.
Yeah.
We both went to we literally the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Mariah and I were Miss Aisha and Miss Mariah at a school, and that was really fun. Obviously haven't been on the podcast because I am just lazy. Like, I literally no other reason. And first, like, a semester of college takes a lot out of you, so I never really found myself, like, making time for it. But, like, I'm excited because I feel like I always have something that people want to hear me talk about, and so, because they always have fun feedback. Like, I've been getting so many DMs during the hiatus that are, like, super, like, into episodes of the podcast that I've uploaded. And I'm, like, missing that feedback. So I'm excited to have this be out in the space.
Yeah.
In the podcast space. But, yeah, so change has been so prevalent in Ryan and I's lives. We both moved out of state. And now I'm 5 hours away by car from home.
I am 14 hours away.
Yeah.
By car.
We're both a pretty short flight, but it's not, it's, like, we're both very far. Yeah. Mariah's super, super far, though.
Yeah. But honestly, far. Regardless, I feel like when you're out of state, you're not at home, you feel like you're eons away no matter where
you are. Yeah, it's, like, very, it's very difficult to, like, grasp the amount of distance just because we aren't meant to be that far away. Like, plastic tubes in the sky aren't meant to fly, you guys. Humanity's supposed to, once you're born, you're supposed to stay in one place.
That's definitely one argument.
No, okay, it's true. It's true, though. Your brain can't fathom the fact that, like, the hugeness of change, like, moving. Yeah. Like, it just gets so crazy and overwhelming. So my way of processing that, or my way of dealing with that, was just not. Like, I just pretended, like...
So my strategy was just not.
Yeah, just, I just pretended like it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
How did you go about it?
You mean, like, before college?
Like, yeah, how? Like, I know you were talking a lot to kids that went to your school. Like, you went that route.
Yeah, so I feel like... But compared to a lot of people, I wasn't talking that much.
Really?
Yeah, like, a lot
compared
of people...
Compared to me, you were.
Yeah, like, a lot of people... Well, just for... context, because you don't know what I'm talking about, but so I, like, a lot of different, like, Black kids at Harvard that were, like, recently admitted, before getting on campus, we had, like, group chats, and we did, like, Zoom meetings and stuff, and a lot of people got really close before they even came on campus. I was, like, decently involved with stuff like that. Like, I talked a lot in the group chats. I hated Zoom, so I maybe went to, like, two of them. But yeah, so that was an interesting aspect, the interesting dynamic. Because of that, we all sort of found each other pretty quickly on campus in the in the opening days. But, like, I think in general, like, the way that I approached, like, this upcoming huge change in my life was just sort of, like, have no expectations.
Okay.
Like, I think I was afraid of being disappointed if I, like, set all of these goals. Like, I didn't want to be like, oh, get straight A's. I didn't want to be like, oh, join this club, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I had things that I wanted to do, but I was really afraid of them not fulfilling my expectations, that I just, like, went in completely blind. But, like, looking back, I probably should have set some, like, at least, like, personal goals, or did some, like, self-reflection or something. Because I remember very distinctly, you remember my grad party, how there were, like, keys of wisdom that people could give me? One of my my mom's friends, and she's sort of, like, an auntie mentor kind of figure to me, one, like, her advice always stuck out to me because I didn't really understand what it meant. And I was like, that's, I don't understand. I'm just not going to think about it for a while. You know,
when you get it after happens.
Yeah. She said to know who you are before you come to college or else other people will tell you. And I was like, girl, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know what that means at all. So I was like, I'm just not going to think about it.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, seeing it being like, do I know who I am? And I was like, I mean, not really, but I don't think you're supposed to. Like, yeah, that was what I thought. So then I was just like, I'm going to just go with that.
Right.
And then I'm like, she was right.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. Like, people that haven't met you before are the most motivated to diagnose you. Like, everything about you. Because there's no preconceived notion there, and people don't like what they don't know. So yeah, the easiest way to avoid that is just make your own conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to not hear what other people say and just believe it.
Yeah, and we have it's like such small snippets of everyone. Like, you can judge someone completely, and even I've fallen victim to it, or someone can judge you off of, like, one action.
Absolutely.
When, like, they have 18 years of life at a whole other hometown. They went to a high school. They did things at friends and family. Yeah. And you don't know any of that. Like, you don't know the context of what they're doing or why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Like, that was partially a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I struggled a lot with people, like, judging me in high school and feeling like I was in a space where no one knew anything about me yet, but it was, like, still, it was intimidating because whenever I would speak out, I would feel people looking at me, and I would know that, like, what I'm doing right now is weird, because I'm a loud person, you know, and, like, I'd be, like, people have never interacted with me before. Like, I had a weird, like, realization of that, like, my first week when I would be talking to people, and they'd be like, oh my gosh, like, you're so outgoing, and I'd be like, oh yeah, you don't know that about me.
Yeah.
Like, people learning things about you that have been so integral to your being for so long, like, such a big group of people learning about those things at the same time, it can be really overwhelming, but it's also, like, so refreshing.
Yeah, it kind of, as people learn things about you and you hear about the things that stick out to them, it sort of makes you learn about yourself in
absolutely
a way. Because when someone points out something like, oh, like, you're very, like, example is, like, one of my friends, like, she's an amazing listener, but, like, she was like, I've never really thought about it, you know? When it's, like, stuff like that where it's, like, people can bring things to light that you hadn't really considered about yourself. But, yeah, I feel like when people don't know who you are, and then, and additionally, you don't know who you are.
No, absolutely.
Then it can be also sometimes really confusing and scary. And I don't think that people talk about that a lot when you go to college.
Yeah.
And you're, like, at least for me and my personal experience, I didn't know who I was before I came to college, and so I was just testing out a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And none of them were hitting. Like, it was just, like, I felt very lost because I was trying out all these different, like, oh, maybe if I do this, that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then that didn't feel right. Or maybe if I do this, then that'll be who I am. And that didn't feel right either. Even, like, hanging out with different groups of people. Like, maybe that's who I am. Maybe that's who I am. And it just can be, like, kind of, and no one really talks about that part.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's, like, beyond the academics or even the extracurriculars. A lot of it's just, like, internal.
Yeah.
It's, like, the change that you go through in college.
Like, it's not really something that you can articulate because you only feel it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just feel, like, a lack of belonging, or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you can't really describe what makes you feel that way. Like, you could say it's, you know, you're in a black space, or you could say it's because you're in a female space, but a lot of the times it's the things that you can't describe that are, like, the most important to you.
Yeah.
Which is so shitty. Like, that's so messed up. Like, that you can't, it makes you feel lost, for sure. Like, personally, I've always felt, like, I've always been one of those kids that, like, wanted to be sure of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I was, like, really worried about going somewhere, because my school, like, there was a culture of getting to know people before you got there, but, like, I never really engaged in it, and I felt like Mariah really engaged in it. So to hear you say that there were other people that were, like, even more into it than you, like,
people, damn. People were like, yeah, you were, like, super into it. Like, I feel like I didn't really know you before coming to campus, and I'm like, damn.
What do you, like, want from me? No, literally, like, we were, like, barely talking to people, and we still were, like, talking to each other, like, yeah, Yeah. Like, I mean, we had such good friends here.
Yeah.
That we didn't really feel
like
that need.
Yeah, that too. I think a lot of the time, like, it was, like, during the summer, I was like, girl, I'm gonna hang out with my
friends. Like, I'm not trying to make new friends right now, but that wasn't, like, the situation I went into. So many people, you know, reached out to other people before. I didn't have a roommate also, which, I mean, not that that's, like, a thing for you, because, like, you and your roommates aren't super close or anything, but a lot of people at Loyola are super close with their roommates. So I was like, shit, hey, guys, everyone just like me, please. And it honestly, like, is not that far off from what actually happens, is you basically show up and you're like, everyone just like me, please. And, like, I don't think I struggled as much with the identity thing as I feel like you did, just hearing your experiences with it, because I struggled more with other people's lack of identity. Mm. Like, I found myself being upset that other people weren't willing to be as extreme as I was about their beliefs.
Mm.
And in college, everyone is very wishy-washy. Like, yeah. Because that's just the time to be wishy-washy. Like, you're young, you're surrounded by other young people, and you have very low stakes in your life. Like, these are the lowest stakes you're going to have for the rest of your life. You know, after this, it's just going to get more and more intense for yourself and for your family, like, your relationships. Nothing's going to get more casual than this point of your life.
Yeah.
So people are not as inclined to, like, really stick to their morals or stick to their moral compass. And for me, like, I'm someone that's incredibly important to me. But if you're not also prioritizing, like, you having the same amount of commitment to things as the people around you, then you're lost. You know what I mean? Like, you're just talking to a law.
Yeah.
And I think that balance was super hard for me.
Yeah.
So there's two different sides to it, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like that was one of the things that I, like, learned and noticed about myself, is, like, how much you can value, like, the deep relationships that you build with people. Because, like, in college, like, everyone is sort of, like, fending for themselves. Like, you don't have parents, you don't have, like, teachers that are gonna walk, like, hold your hand and, like, walk with you and, like, check up on you if you don't come to class. Like, nobody really cares about what you're doing. Like, you could fully not do anything and no one would care. Yeah, exactly. Unless, like, the dean gets involved because you're, like, failing a class or something. But
it's, like, independent.
It's very independent. And so, like, I think that, like, being thrust into that to, like, a new level of independence, because you're not just living alone, you're fully operating alone. Like, nobody's checking for you, you know? And, like, it sounds sad, but, like, that's just how the real world works. Like, in a job, no one's going to be, like, holding your hand to make sure you get your work done, you know? So, I think that being thrust into that space, I was way more, like, like, the people that I surrounded myself with became really important. You know what I mean? Of course,
they turn into your family.
Yeah, they literally are your family. So it's like, when you talk about things like making sure people are steadfast in their morals and they have, like, that solidness of, like, who they are and want to also be able to be a support system for you, like, you demand a lot more out of your friends in college, I think, than you do in high school. Because it's not just people you see on the weekends or do homework with or have in class. Like, they really are, they become everything.
Yeah.
Like, they're your family as well as your friends. You go out with them, you eat with them, like, they, and
for me, like, I live with them.
Yeah, exactly. They just become, like, everything. And for me, I'm really involved, like, within the Black community. So, like, beyond just my friend group, I have, like, that set community of people that, like, I can lean on and stuff. And it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. But it also teaches you a lot about what it means to be in a community and how to operate in a community and, like, what you owe as a member of a community, which I think was interesting.
Yeah, I don't think there's, like, any prerequisite to that. Like, you just learn it as you go.
Yeah.
Do you guys have communal living?
Like, you mean, like, based off of identities? Oh, yeah.
With, like, how many people?
I share with all the girls on my floor.
Do you know, like, how many that is?
For my floor, it's different because, fun fact, they're not supposed to put girls on the first floor.
Yeah.
Because of women. Obvious reasons. But I am on the first floor.
LOL.
So I'm, like, the overflow. There's, like, 32 people on my floor, and there's only 10 girls.
Oh, shoot.
So I'm not sharing a bathroom with that many people at all. Okay, but, like, fair. On other floors, it's, like, usually half and half.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Yeah, that's another thing, is, like, you learn a lot about how other people treat their environment.
Girl. the way that there was hair on the shower drain every day.
It doesn't stop.
It's so gross. And I'm like, I wash my hair and I will painstakingly pick up every single curl. Yeah. Like, when I wash my hair, it's like tiny circle ringlets that I have to pick up. You can pick up a wad of blonde hair.
Like, it's despicable.
It's so gross.
It's, and like, I feel like it gets lost in all of it that there's a reason why some people pick up after themselves and some people don't.
Yeah.
You know, like, it comes off very, like, jokey, but it's probably one of the most clear class indicators that I've come across since being at Loyola is, like, when I'm with someone, like, I was talking to a girl once, and she threw, like, her takeout box in the trash can in the bathroom, and we have a trash room that's, like, right next to the bathroom, like, not even that far. It's right, exactly. It's not that far away from the bathroom at all. And I was like, what? Yeah. And she was like, and it's a big trash can, granted, but still, she was like, oh, I just don't want to, like, have to click the ID thing to come back in from the hallway, so I just throw it away in there. And I was like, you're, bro. And it's not even her bathroom that's closest to her side of the hallway, so she doesn't have to use it. So she goes to a different bathroom and throws away her takeout. And I'm like, you genuinely that's give so that up. Least amount of fucks to the people around you that, like, they have to workers. Smell your gross food while they're taking a shower.
Yeah.
Like, let me have peace, damn it. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
So it's like, and then I found out later that week that she's, like, has a fucking trust fund, and she's 17. So, it kind of adds up after a while, like, why people who are treating their environment a certain way do it that way, because they were never taught otherwise, whatever it may be.
The amount of, like, wealth that you come across in college is very, very eye-opening. Yeah. Because, like, I mean, like, my parents are really well. I come from, a place of privilege for sure, but, like, I'm also Black. We have, like, one generation of wealth, you know what I mean? Like, they were the first people to be able to make money in their family. But, like, I be seeing white people, and they actually have, like, great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy's money. Like, it's, like, crazy. Like, I always hear that generational wealth exists, but being able to, like, see it and, like, interact with people who benefit from it is insane.
And it makes you, like...
It's a different kind of money.
Like, it's definitely part of imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, it makes you feel out of place, because there's nothing money can do more than make you feel out of place.
Yeah.
Because, like, what are you supposed to do? At college, you are all living in the same dorms. Like, the whole point is that you're supposed to be stripped of class so you feel like you're peers. Like, you're actually peers. But, like, the little things people do that set them apart from other people are, like... Like, how is it in Harvard? Do people show pictures of their houses? It's a thing at Loyola.
y'all can't see my face, but I look baffled. No. Like, I mean, maybe in the white spaces, but at least the Black kids, we do not do that. I do not know.
It's like these people are not used to other people knowing they're rich.
They actually do that?
Girl, I don't know. The people that I've like met, not casual, my friends, but like
in casual conversation. Just
like yeah. Like, waiting for class to start, and you're like, oh, where are you from? We're like, oh, yeah, this is where I live.
What?
Like, people are just not used to normal people that they interact with knowing they're rich. And they just feel the need to, like, how am I the most quickly going to tell this person that I'm well off? I guess it would make sense they didn't do that at Harvard, because people at Harvard are smart. But Loyola, that's you can insane. Be dumb and rich and get in still, so...
Well,
personally, when people find out I'm a scholarship kid, the reaction varies so much. So it's either like, oh, me too, you know, like one of my close friends, George, also a scholarship kid, but I don't know. Okay, I shouldn't have name dropped him. It's fine, he's not gonna listen to this. I don't care if he does. I love you, George, but you are weirdo, because he was like, yeah, I'm, like, here on a scholarship, and we're going to Miami. George lives in Miami for spring break. Guys, don't go to Miami with your friend groups. Don't do it.
But you on your way to Miami.
But we are going to Miami. And he was like, yeah, like, you guys can stay at my place. Eventually, too many people invited themselves. Now we can no longer stay at his place. But he was like, oh, yeah, you know, like, this many can stay at our place. And I was like, George, where do you live? And he was like, he pulled up. It's a mansion. I was actually flabbergasted.
Like, he showed a picture?
Like, his house. Yeah, but I asked.
Right, but still, damn. I would never. If someone even said, "Where'd you live?" My first gut response would not be to show a picture of my house.
No, but like I told him, I was like, "Let me see your house."
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I literally was like, "Let me see your home," because like he was like, "You mean Aisha, we're the same? You know, we're both broke." And I was like, "So true, George. We're both broke." No way! You have been faking it!
Yeah.
George, if you're listening to this, you're cosplaying as broke. This man never has a dollar in his wallet when we go out to eat. I swear, he's like, guys, we gotta stick to the dining plan. Whole time. Man, you got a private chef making your own dining plan. I know it.
Bro, yeah. A lot of people will front like they're broke for like an aesthetic, and it's so weird, and it's not cute. It's
so weird.
Yeah. And
what do you guys, like, what's the wealth indicators at Harvard? I feel like it's probably the
wealth indicators,
crazy.
You said?
Wealth indicators. Do you, yeah. like, have those?
What do you mean, like?
Like, is anyone's name on a
oh,
building?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's weird, because it's like, I see it, but I'm, like, not involved with that side at all. Like, the super rich white kids.
Like, it's not like that for Black Harvard?
No, I mean, like, I think that there are, there's, like, definitely a, not diverse enough, but it's a decently, more diverse than, like, if you're in all white space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a diversity of, like, just different, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a diversity of wealth or whatever, but it's still, like, that same weird thing happens where people will, like, act like they're broke, and they're, like, not, but it's just weird, because why would you even, like, put on that persona if you're not, like, it's not,
because
then it gives
you
a false sense of community,
yeah,
especially, like, when you're at college, like, you're looking for, like, someone that relates to you,
yeah,
and then, so then it's, like, you're, at that point, you're literally a wolf in sheep's clothing, because, like,
yeah,
if someone's talking to you and being, like, explaining to you, like, a aspect of themselves.
Yeah.
And, like,
your
socioeconomic size is a huge, you know, part of your identity if you want it to be. And it's, like,
it's
like, why would you lie?
It's such a normal part of college culture to just lie about
it. It's so weird. That's, like, lying and saying that you're, like, from, like, someone says, like, you're from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, like, oh, me too. But if you're not from Georgia, why would you say
that?
Because now they think you relate to everything about Georgia. And they're talking to you about Georgia. And you...
Yeah,
they're not from there.
Because, okay, one of my other friends, this is, listen.
Now we're all different.
What? No, because here's the thing. I think that everyone says what they say from their own place.
Yeah.
So when you're like, oh, I'm, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, from perspective.
Right. You gotta let yourself know. Like, you gotta let everyone know where you're from, whether or not you want them to.
Yeah.
Like, you can say, oh, shit, you know, I'm broke. Like, I don't have any money this week.
Yeah.
But the second someone walks out in designer shoes, you're gonna be like, oh, they have mud in them.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, why did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like, people that don't have money to eat don't notice when people's designer shoes are muddy.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. It's confusing because you just told me that both your parents are lawyers, but you're asking me to front for you right now, which I will. You know, like, mm-hmm. I'll pay for you. But it's always kids that are pretending to be rich that don't ever pay you back.
Or pretending to be poor, you mean?
Pretending to be poor.
Yeah.
Cosplaying as poor that don't ever pay you back. Like, you can...
Mm-hmm. Or they'll Venmo request you, like, for the cent.
Oh,
I'm
my
like...
God. I thought we were friends.
Bro.
LOL?
That's why I don't even like Venmo requesting people, bro. Because I'm
I
like, if the, especially if the night has passed. If it's the
over.
Morning after... No, it's done.
It's over.
Like, especially if it's, like... If it's, like, $8, okay, I'll like Venmo requesting.
Yeah.
If it's, like, $2...
What was the point?
Why are you, like, Venmo requesting?
What was the
Why
point?
Would I even want to Venmo request you?
What
the morning
the
after.
Bro, like,
like
get some water.
Like,
go take,
on.
Like, read a book or something.
Yeah, the
like,
night was clearly not good enough for you to forget about that Venmo.
No, actually.
Because if you're remembering about the $2 I paid for you.
Yeah. So that's, like, basically a lot of the change behind college is, like, learning how people value community.
Yeah.
And how people value each other, and like really it just comes down to people grouping with other people that align in those values, which is
yeah.
so funny to think that there's people out there that are grouping together because they all don't value other people.
Yeah, no, there's so many like that, and sometimes I'm like, wow, beautiful community.
No,
like, y'all really found each other.
like you guys are just so happy to like,
yeah, because if it's like there are so many groups with everyone in it is all rich and white.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're probably so comfortable.
No,
but it's like,
literally.
Why would you want to be like that?
Like that is just so crazy to me, because there's a reason why no one's been invited in.
Because mm-hmm. that would kill the vibe. Like, no, then they feel like they're going to get canceled. Yes. I'm saying this in quotation marks. and, like, they have this weird fear of, like, being found out. And it's like, yo, me and my friend, we always, like, clown, like, white people because they're always so afraid of getting canceled. And it's like, if you go into a party with a black person and you are afraid that, like, you're gonna take a couple shots and start saying the N-word. Something's wrong.
Something is mentally like, messed you, up.
Like, it must be on the tip of your tongue.
You have to actually, like, not leave the house at that point.
Like the N-word must be, like, literally...
ready to go.
Right, ready to go.
Why are you so worried?
Right?
Why are you so worried? Because no one else is.
No.
We're all relaxed right now. Why are you on the edge of your seat, like, stressed?
Yeah.
Right now.
Exactly.
So, you kind of have to... take what you can get, and that aspect of like, all right, these people are kind of like who I'm with right now, like you have to live with these people. But it's also, you know, when you do find people that you correspond with in terms of your value of community, it's like the best feeling of the world. Mm-hmm. And there's really not much to trade it for, because like Mariah said, like, they turn into your family.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
and I think one thing that people don't teach you a lot in college is that, like, you really have to, if you love your community and your people, you have to work to make it work.
No,
you
know what I mean?
Like, you have to put in, like, it will not just be smooth sailing all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you, and I think that that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to throw it away. I think that some things, like, you love them enough, the same way that you can, like, love something enough that you want to critique it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that same thing, and you love something enough that you want to fight for it and make it better and make it last. Like, you know, especially, like, for us being, like, black at, like, a PWI, especially the oldest PWI in school in general.
Right.
It's like, if we don't have us, then who does, you know? Yeah. So it's like, we're willing to fight for it tooth and nail to make it stay afloat. But I think that was an interesting thing that I learned, because everyone really does have value and, like, plays a role in the community. And, like, it would be felt if any one person, like, left. Or, you know what I mean? And
no,
I think that,
of course.
That, I think, is a really... like, beautiful and valuable thing that I've experienced, is feeling a part of something, you know?
Yeah, and, like, that, when you notice that there's an ability for there to be an absence, there's just so much togetherness that you can't really find anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because there's no other place where people that, not only are you the same age group, but you have the same beliefs.
Yeah.
And I don't think that leads to anything closed-minded. I think that leads to something more communal than, like, you can...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are, like, surround yourself with people that think differently from you. But, like, you have the rest of your life.
You have to have a benchmark morals.
No, oh, like, yeah, I mean, obviously. But you also have the rest of your life in, like, the workplace and, like, you know, your in-laws, family to, like, argue with people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, heavy on that. Like, I think a lot of people, like, will sometimes have the argument of being, like, well, you're at this school, you're at a, like, why are you only hanging out with black people? Like, why are you only hanging out with people of color? And it's like, because I can, bro.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like, protect your peace. Like, if if I gotta go and exist in a white world, let me be in the library with my black friends.
There's
like,
no
like,
reason.
Like, trust me, I know what it's like to exist with white people. Like, trust me. Like, I'm not at a loss.
There's no like, reason to, like, make yourself suffer.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think that, like, it's fair that white people don't have to have that conversation with themselves. But people of color are meant to, like, defend their existence. And it's not fair, A. And B, it's stupid.
Yeah. Because it's, like, it's just, I don't know. Instead of having to worry about if this person is about it, if this person is racist, a hidden, like, underground. Especially because, like, at, like, Harvard or any, like, school that's, like, liberal, no one's gonna want to be come out right and be racist because they're people are gonna shit on them. But, like, the underlying stuff is what will be even more concerning because it's, like, scary.
How you trusted that person.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I've never hated liberals more.
Sorry, I want to avoid that. Yeah.
I have literally never hated liberals more than being at a liberal arts school.
Yeah. And, bro, and being
even though those things don't correlate, I know liberal arts doesn't mean liberal as in the political ideology.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean? There's still a lot of liberals there.
Yeah. And, bro, being in the Northeast, oh my God. White liberal fantasy. Like, but there are a lot of people of color, a lot of black people in Boston, but we're just nowhere near that area.
That's good. Oh, but yeah, no, that I feel that.
We're just isolated and cut off from right. them being in college towns, which is so messed up. But, oh my God, they have such a weird superiority complex. Like, I've talked to a lot of people. I feel like I've identified a lot with Southern people while mm-hmm. I've been in college because my family's Southern. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I started to identify with things, because you start to think more about, like, where you connect with things when you're in college. And when people from the Midwest would talk about stuff, I was like, I mean, I guess. Yeah. Like, I wasn't really repping it like that.
Right.
But, like, when people in the South would talk, I'd be like, yeah, that feels more like home. That's home. You know? Because I would spend summers in Virginia with my family and all that kind of stuff. All my family's from the South. But they all agreed, too. The weird superiority complex that people have when they're from the North, when they hear you're from the South, or, like, anywhere, any, like, red state at all, oh, my God. Gross. They think that, you like...
It's gross.
They think that you are, like, in Get Out and you need to, like, be liberated by, like, the Northerners. I'm like, bro, you are just as racist up here just because you got a little Progress Pride flag in your window.
So much. Honestly, and it's more racist because you should know better.
Yeah.
Like.
I'm like, you have a Black Lives Matter flag and a Progress Pride flag and you still are looking at me funny when I step into your establishment.
Exactly. Like, you still, like, can't be drunk around a Black person.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, so that part's been weird.
Yeah, it sucks. It's like the second night that I was there, someone from my literal like diversity mentorship program like got super drunk and was using racial slurs. Like my diversity program. And I was like,
it's like,
oh, guys,
how did we mess up so immediately?
So immediately.
We barely have left the station.
Like, we just got here. We have not been anywhere yet. We haven't even gotten to look around. Your
first sip of
tequila. We haven't taken a sniff. We haven't done anything yet, and you're already in the trenches. But I think it's fun that people reveal themselves eventually. LOL.
So true.
I think it's fun that you really, no matter how hard you try, can't hide yourself, because my favorite part about those liberals is that they don't know what they said, but they know that they said something.
Yeah. They're like, boom.
They're like, you're
like, what? Like, what?
But, like, if you really are about it, you'll hear it, and you'll be like, the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But if you're not, you won't.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you really just stick to your sniffer, stick to your guts, you're gonna be able to sniff that stuff out.
Yeah
I don't know why I did the accent.
Yeah, that was an interesting touch.
You said Virginia and it really got to me.
Virginia. Do you think, at least in my experience, do you think that there was enough time to like for like self-reflection in college and like to be an individual? Because I know we talk about how independent you are, but in other ways we've talked about how much community there is.
Yeah,
so you have to learn how to live with other people, but you're also very much by yourself by in the yourself. Same way. So yeah. It's like, I don't know, what do you think about that?
I feel like self-reflection is so hard because you're trying to please other people all the time, because like you just got here. Yeah. And you just made friends. And you don't want to be the reason why something's not right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you kind of, like, are stuck in yourself with a lot of stuff. And, I mean, obviously you'll find other people, like, closer friends than others to be able to, like, confide in and whatnot. But, like, you're on the go, go, go.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, like, when you get back home after a night out and you're in, like, bed, like, looking at the wall or something, like, you get a second, and you're like, who am I now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you have the time to have those glimpses, but you don't have the time to figure it out.
Yeah.
It just happens without you realizing it. You're not cognizant of it.
Yeah. I think that's a really good way to put it, because it's like, you'll be sitting there and you're like, I'm definitely not the same person. Or, like, something is definitely changing. Something's off.
Yeah.
But I don't really have time to look into it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're like, but anyways, I gotta go to this campus event.
Yeah.
Ow.
Literally.
Or, like, I have an exam tomorrow. It's not like I'm trying to have an identity crisis right now.
Yeah, exactly. There's
but
no
you're
room.
Always on the verge.
You're always on the verge of an identity crisis, but you could never fully give in.
Never get the push.
Yeah.
Until, like, you enter a month of like break,
literally, and then literally here I had multiple identity crises.
I know, especially
where I, like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good.
But I was gonna say, It was like I was having identity crises that were, like, started on campus. Like, nothing happened here launched an identity crisis. You're just bored. But I just sat here, was thinking about things that happened. I was like, wait.
Yeah, I didn't process any of it.
No,
not I did not process a damn thing. And I think that's a good tip. Give yourself some time.
Give yourself some time to process.
Like, after something happens, like, something crazy, and your friends are like, hey, let's go get lunch. Be like, no. Say no and be like, I actually need a second.
I need to just, like,
you guys sit. All kind of fucked me over last night. I kind of want to be alone for a little bit. Yeah. And you're going to feel such bad FOMO, and you're going to be so upset. But, like, it's worse than not recognizing yourself.
No, literally.
Oh, wait, no, it's not worse than... It's better than not recognizing yourself. It's so much better than not recognizing yourself to feel a little bit more alone, because you're going to be alone more than you're going to be with other people, so you might as well have some sort of comfort there.
You know? Facts.
Can you get off this damn podcast?
No, literally.
Bro,
facts. No, but you actually were spitting just then, because, like...
Facts.
Like, the way that, like, FOMO will... beat you up,
rule your life.
Like, it will rule your life, but at the end of the day, you literally just have yourself. Like,
yeah,
so
true.
Like, I got to a point where I literally could, like, it sort of sounds dark, but, like, I would look in the mirror and not recognize myself, and then I would be by myself and feel uncomfortable in my own skin.
Yeah,
like, I would be like, I just felt so foreign to myself. Like, I had gone through so many changes that I had not processed or reflected on at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this person? Do I want to be this person? Like, what is going on? And it just is not good for your mental health. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, just stay in.
Yeah.
For a night.
No, for and one, like, night, bro.
Write in your journal.
Yeah. Like, for me, someone would do something that would, like, make me, like, hurt my feelings so much. And then they text me and they'd be like, do you want to go to the dining hall? And I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
And we just pretend like nothing happened. And, like, because I don't want to go alone.
Literally.
Like, I mean, yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like, literally. It's more about, like, wanting to have someone else there with you than it is about your feelings. And the more you do that, the worse off you are. And then you get to a place where you have some time to yourself. Like, you come home for break and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, literally.
I shouldn't have let myself go through that.
Yeah. Like, you, when you get the time to reflect, I don't know even what the solution is. I think it's just, everyone's always trying to find balance in college. That's always a big word. At least for us, that's what they always use to say, balance. Because it's like, but for me, it's never, because I'm a humanities student. If y'all didn't know. I don't be doing labs, problem sets, none of that.
No, STEM.
None of that. I read and I write papers. I read. So for me, it wasn't like the academics were so overwhelming that, like, I couldn't do this and that. But, like, I think that maybe I had too much emphasis on social relationships and friendships to the point that I, like, lost my own relationship with myself.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And, like, people always, when they talk about college, like, it's going to be the best 4 years of your life.
Yeah.
But, like, there were nights I was crying because of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, it's not middle school, you know? And it's, like, I was... not only crying over my friends, but I was mourning what I thought I was supposed to be having. I was mourning, like, this college experience that everyone told me about. But, like, good grief, get over yourself. You're not going to be able to meet people and just immediately have a relationship that you've had with your friends back home, like, in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to argue with these people. You're going to get into fights with these people. And it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Mm.
Like, it doesn't mean that you're a bad friend. It just means that you're having the same growing pains that you've always been capable of having.
Yes.
You just feel weird because now they're with people that you've never had them with before. Mm. But that's just, like, good.
Yeah.
That's just growth.
Yeah. And I think growing pains are, like, they're so real and they're so hard to articulate.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard to explain that it's just, like, it just hurts because I'm growing. And it's, like, you know that you're, like, going through a lot of different changes. And, like, everyone around you is going through the same and their own individual changes. And you put all that together. And I don't know. I thought about this a lot in the beginning of campus. Just the fact that all of us are so, like, fully complex human beings with 18 years of life and that life we've lived and trauma and, like, stories and backstories. And then you all are just plopped into one place and it's like, be friends.
Yeah, figure it out.
And especially coming from a place where I've grown up in one area for my entire life. People that I know, I've known since I was little, or at least I've known of since I was little, you know? Like, I've been to school with the same people. And so, like, everyone has, like, a general sense and understanding of who you are. Very baseline, at least. But like, still, they know your name. Yeah. But then you go here, and no one has a clue who you are, where you come from. Like, doesn't even know where you're from.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me. Like, here at where we live, like, everyone knows where we're from because everyone's from the same place. We all have a baseline understanding of this city that we live in. But it's, like, even little things like that where it's, like, I don't know at all
Are your friends mostly out of state?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. So, like, the alienness of change is, like, that much more prevalent because not only do you not know where anyone else is from, you don't fucking know where you are right now.
Literally.
You're, like, you're in a new place with other people that are also in a new place, and you're all just trying to figure it out, and you're bumping into each other, and you're just a bunch of bumbling idiots.
No, literally, everyone's a bumbling idiot. Like, this is the advice I give. You are gonna have your worst moment. Sometime.
You're gonna have it.
First semester, you're gonna have the moment you look back on, and it's like, what is wrong with me? Like, you're gonna fumble. But everyone does. Everyone has a moment. Like, nobody has...
If you don't, you literally did nothing.
You didn't live.
You just hung out alone in your bed. And that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. You're boring. Yeah. And X out of the podcast.
X in that. Thank you. But, no, like, I swear, this is the best time to do it. Not only is our freshman year, it's our first semester of freshman year.
Yeah, just fuck with it, bro.
Like, bro. This is the time. If you go to make a mistake, do it now. Don't do anything, like, for real bad.
Don't do anything illegal. Do some illegal stuff, things, but don't get caught doing anything really illegal.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't, like, cause actual harm to the people around you. Don't
be mean.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're not used to being mean, maybe be mean. Like, okay.
See what that's like.
Hear me out. If you are always, like, that super nice person that, like, gets run over, maybe, like, stand up for yourself and be like, no, first of all, fuck you. Yeah. I wanted the last egg roll. You know?
Yeah, in a specific situation when you're, you know, talking about egg rolls, but it applies. But that's a good point. College is a great place to try to reimagine yourself, but also don't
step on other people's shoes.
Yeah. and don't try to reimagine yourself so much to the point where it's like, girl, that's not
who are you?
Pack it up.
Yeah, I think Ryan and I both, like, did not know who we were a little bit. Like, I knew who I was to a point where it was like, who am I? Because no one else knows who they are. You know what I mean? Like, am I just, like, some idiot that, like, pretends to know who they are? Like, am I a freaking imposter? Mm. Like, someone, literally some random white girl was like, you're so fake.
What?
And I was like, oh my god, what does she mean? Like, am I fake? She was like, hey girl, I don't know if I said anything to you the other day. I was really drunk. I kept calling people fake. Like, I really hope you didn't take that seriously. And I was like, no.
He said, no, I didn't.
I didn't. But, like, the whole time I was like, oh, my God. How does she know? I've never even spoken to her before. How does she know I'm fake? Like, she's right. Like, I'm fake this whole, like, personality. And, like, no one knows what they're doing. I always pretend like I know what I'm doing. No, bro, you're fine.
Yeah. Literally.
You pretend like you know what you're doing because you do.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
Obviously, you actually didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, I'm like, so that's an interesting situation.
Like, we both kind of experienced, like, extremes of that.
Yeah.
Opposite extremes.
Try to reinvent yourself if you want to, but if it feels unnatural, abort mission.
It's gonna happen irregardless of you.
Yeah, like, honestly, don't even try to. I agree with everything I said. I mean, I don't know, because it's, like, in some ways, if you, like, know yourself and you, like, want to improve on certain aspects of yourself, do that.
Honestly, fuck around and find out, bro.
Like, low-key, the moral of the story is just fuck around and find out.
Fuck around and find out.
Because whether you want to or not, you will find out.
You will. So might as well fuck around. That was a great episode. Like, guys, I think we should just end it here.
That's actually a good conclusion.
Yeah, so fuck around, find out.
Yeah.
Because you're going to find out, might as well fuck around.
You're going to find out, so you might as well fuck around, bro. I'm about to get a tattoo of that, for real.
That's a long tattoo.
Maybe just the like the first letter of each word.
What is that?
Wait, what did we say it was?
Fuck around and find out. Because you're gonna find out. So anyway, you might as well fuck around. That is more than 10 letters.
I'll put it like along my foot.
Oh, okay.
So it's with me with every step.
And got a foot tattoo.
Yeah.
Yes. Future career woman. Mm-hmm. So everyone, fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna find out, so might as well fuck around.
Yes! That's such a banger. It hits every time. That actually sums up my entire college experience.
Amazing, awesome sauce. Great.
Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, one last final tip. Just in, like, it kind of matches what we were just saying, but just enjoy the ride because, yeah. Like, and also just, like, feel whatever it is you're feeling.
Right. Well, or honestly, I'm going to say don't do that because I didn't do it and it was great. It's bad. Mental health wise, you're going to be in for a rocker, but just don't feel it.
I think it helps if you do, because it's gonna come back and bite you.
No, you're right. You probably should. I take back my advice.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, yeah. I'm really glad you all came out tonight.
The sun, like, sort of set as we were doing
this. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. I don't know. I mean, there's hella cool people in Chicago I'd love to record with, so look out for those episodes.
That'll be so cool.
Huh?
That'll be so cool.
Oh, I thought you said that's a funny way to say cool, because I said hella.
Oh.
I was like, you could have just brought this up after the podcast, but you're right, I shouldn't have said it. Anyway, yeah, you guys should listen to those episodes. I love you guys so much. I don't even know who you are. When someone's from Sri Lanka, like 3% of my audience is from Sri Lanka. Like, I don't even speak Sri Lankan like that, but you're here and like you support me. I don't speak it at all. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. My name's Aisha.
And my name's Mariah.
And you just listened to another episode of your local Brown Girl podcast. Bye.